Miranda was proclaiming the possibility of loveliness. The possibility of transforming even the nightmare into something fine and noble. Oh, brave new world! It was a challenge, a command. No shoving there now, shouted the deputy sub-bursar in a fury. He slammed down the lid of his cash box. I shall stop the distribution unless I have good behaviour. The deltas muttered, jostled one another a little, and then were still. The threat had been effective. Deprivation of soma. Appalling thought. That's better, said the young man, and reopened his cash box. Linda had been a slave. Linda had died. Others should live in freedom, and the world be made beautiful. A reparation. A duty. And suddenly it was luminously clear to the savage what he must do. It was as though a shutter had been opened, a curtain drawn back. Now, said the deputy bursar. Another khaki female stepped forward. Stop! Called the savage in a loud and ringing voice. Stop! He pushed his way to the table. The deltas stared at him with astonishment. Ford, said the deputy sub-bursar below his breath. It's the savage. He felt scared. Listen, I beg you, cried the savage earnestly. Lend me your ears. He had never spoken in public before and found it very difficult to express what he wanted to say. Don't take that horrible stuff. It's poison. It's poison.
I say, Mr. Savage,
said the deputy sub-bursar, smiling propitiatingly. Would you mind letting me poison to your soul as well as body?
Yes, but let me get on with my distribution, won't you? There's a good fellow.